Welcome to Answers Unleashed, a talk show to help you reshape your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. I am your host, Olympia LaPointe. Now, if you know anything about my background, you know that I love training the brain. I've had to do that for myself to become a rocket scientist, and I am here helping you do that for you. So this show is about reshaping your brain with science and faith so you find the answers in front of you. And today's show is how not to set yourself up for failure. And this show is dedicated towards anyone and everyone who has gone for something really powerful, really important in their life, wanted to do great things, and then it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to turn out, and you feel like a failure. Has that ever happened for you? Has that ever happened to you? Well, if that has, you're in a great place because today you're going to find out the tips to turn that around so you're not looking at the situation or you're not putting yourself in a situation to fail. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist, your normal rocket scientist, that is. I launched rockets for years and I learned to put together a way for myself to think about situations in a way that was not necessarily conventional. It wasn't the conventional rocket science that you're used to, but I had to look at situations and how to figure out how something wasn't going to fail. And I had to do that in my own life, and I had to do that in rocket science itself. So in a way, I had to look at every single type of situation that could possibly not work out and figure out the backtrack approach for it to work out in a way. And yes, I am an official rocket scientist, if you're wondering that question. Feel free to Google my background, Olympia LaPointe, and you'll find out what I did. But today's show is not about me, it's about you. And it's about how you can sometimes unknowingly place yourself in a situation where you are thinking that you're doing the great thing, but really you are setting yourself up to be completely discouraged. And we have all gone through that. I've gone through that myself. Other people, great people, have gone through that too. So today's show is helping you figure out how to set yourself up for success. So I'm going to put on my glasses here. You can't see this on the radio, but for those that's filming it, you're going to see this on the film. Have you ever thought about what your right job would be? And I put right into quotation marks, your quote-unquote right job. How do you see yourself successful? Do you view yourself successful on what other people think of you? Do you consider yourself always trying to find the right people in your life? Are these people who are going to help you? Do you have the right circle of friends to get you where you want to go? People to help you or people to keep you motivated? Do you have the right situations in your life? So if you are ever thinking about if your job is right, if your the people in your life is right, if you have the right situations, do you know what? You are more than likely setting yourself up for failure. And I've done that too. Just for a perfect example. I was setting myself up for failure for my publicity. Now, if you know anything about me, you know that I wrote my first book, Mathophobia, and I just recently wrote a second book, Answers Unleashed. It's the same title as this show. And if you know anything about book publishing, it is around 6 months time frame after you publish a book that you have the ability to get out there and promote the book and allow people to be able to know they exist. That's when the book is hot, supposedly. So there's a right timing for you to publicize, here we go, the book. But in me, I came across a situation where I was setting myself up for failure. I was setting myself up, and I was thinking that if I didn't get on so many different shows or so many different opportunities to talk about the book within this 6-month time frame, everything is lost. And that was a false way of thinking that was setting myself up for failure. So when you are looking at a situation, you are going to be, how should I say this? Deciding whether or not it's your ego moving you towards a success or it is your life purpose moving you towards a success. Now, in my case, when I had to get the book, I had to hire a right PR person. I had certain expectations of how much income to bring in for the publishing company. The right pitch, was the pitch right to be able to get it out to the right media? Was the right channels to get the information out there for the book? All this stuff was bringing so much stress that it was negating the fact of how it was supposed to naturally move forward. See, this is the problem. Sometimes we are expecting a certain outcome for ourselves, and it seems like it's well. We think that's the best road to reach and to go to, and we think we have it all planned out. But when it doesn't follow the plan, we get upset and angry. That's the sign, and that's when you have a problem. That is when you're setting yourself up for failure. You get mad at yourself. You'll get mad at other people. You'll get mad at how things are processing, are working in certain situations and systems. You will have anger. And you start beating yourself up, not knowing that you are literally in control. Now, when we think we have control over every single situation outside of our own particular thoughts and actions, that's when we set ourselves up for failure. And more importantly, when we do not know that we are moving towards a certain outcome that is not in our best interest, we unknowingly are moving in a what I call an ego, where we are disconnecting the three sides of our brain. And if you know about my writing, if you know about my book, if you know about what I talk about, is a three-sided brain. It's the left, right, and center. It is the left side that is very logical. It is the right side that is very creative. And it is the center side that actually sees the future before it exists. That's the inventive and the innovation that we naturally have in all of our brains. And this is from my own personal experience, and this is my theory. Now, the brain tip is, you reconnect your brain when you realize that you don't have all the answers. You reconnect your brain when you realize that you do not have all the answers in life. Now, this is how we let ourselves down, and this is how we set ourselves up for failure. So this is the first one. We assume we have the best approach planned no matter what. So whenever you assume that you have the best way of doing things no matter what, that, my friend, is when you are setting yourself up for pure, pure failure. And let me share this personal experience with you so you really understand this point really deeply. From the age of 6, I wanted to become a rocket scientist, and I went to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory where I saw these big planes and these jet engines and these rocket engines and the pictures of the men launching rockets on the wall, and I told myself I wanted to be a rocket scientist at that moment in time. Well, I went through a whole lot of scenarios, and I didn't become a rocket scientist until close to 20 years later. It was 2 decades that had to pass before that particular dream could be realized, and it didn't happen in the way in which I thought it was going to happen whatsoever. I ended up failing algebra, geometry, calculus, and chemistry, and I wasn't doing well in my courses. And it was in 11th grade where a teacher came over, and this teacher shared with me that Ike was smart, and he showed me how to do the mathematical problems, and I did well. When I did well in the mathematics, it brought up my confidence. I realized, oh, I can actually apply for colleges. So I applied to USC. And that USC at the time was down the street from my house. I grew up in South Central LA, and USC was down the street from my house, and it had a great aerospace engineering program, and I was for sure thought I was going to go to USC for aerospace engineering. I applied. I also applied to California State Northridge and other schools. When I applied, I received a rejection letter from USC, and it said that I was not accepted into the aerospace program. And I was like, oh my God, I was just shocked. And I didn't realize the criteria or what it would take for me to actually complete a coursework designed over at that campus. But instead, I was accepted into California State University, Northridge, and I majored in mathematics. Now, that was a big difference. One campus was aeronautical engineering I was applying for, and the other campus was mathematics. And when I went to the other campus, I attended California State University, Northridge, and I ended up being involved in great educational programs, the EOP program, which is the Equal Opportunity Program that was there for students, and I had great professors that were there. And it gave me the ability to know who I was and become confident in what I could do. And I later graduated top of the class. Well, being able to graduate top of the class now set me into a framework where I was competitive in the workforce, and I was hired at the Boeing company at the age of 21. And when I was hired in, I eventually found a mentor, and then I transferred over into a program at the company where I was doing rocket science work. And lo and behold, here I was, doing this rocket science work next to graduates from USC in the aeronautical program, and we were all being paid or close to the same amount of money. But yet, I didn't have the same type of debt to pay back. And it seemed when I was young, when I was in my teens, when I applied over to the campus, USC, and when I was rejected from that program, I thought that was it. I wasn't going to do the rocket science work. I just thought that maybe my shot had passed. But it would be years and years later, a full decade later after applying to the campus, that I would eventually be still doing what it was that I set out to do. But it didn't happen in the way that I thought it was going to happen. It happened in a roundabout way that I would have never expected, and I wasn't even planning to go into rocket science. And the most amazing part was, I still did it. And it wasn't the way in which I planned. The original approach in which I planned, I wouldn't necessarily have had a great result. So sometimes things still work out, but they do not work out in a way in which you think it will. When you recognize that perhaps there is a better plan, that a better approach will work, that is when you will start to realize how to set yourself up for success. The second thing that we do is that we overly focus on someone else offering us information, and we'll think that they know so much more than ourselves that we will second guess the intuition that we will have for ourselves. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had a coach or a mentor that you always turned to and you always thought that this person knew the best thing for you? And no matter what, you always turned to this person because this person always seemed like they had the answers? When you always turn to someone else and you don't spend that time to actually sit down and figure out what is best for you and then get coaching periodically, you set yourself up for failure unknowingly. And that has happened to me too. When I went and finally realized that I was good in mathematics and I was smart in mathematics, I would always, no matter what, keep going to this one tutor, this mathematics tutor. And I didn't realize that I wasn't studying it on my own. Now, any brilliant mathematician knows this. You can only get so much when you're with other people, but you have to take the math home with you and you have to digest it on your own to test it out for yourself. If you don't do that, you'll always forever be expecting someone else to solve your problem, and you won't be able to solve it on your own. And this analogy of mathematics takes itself into the corporate world, takes itself into the healing world, takes itself into the relationship world. Whenever we are constantly thinking someone else is always going to have the answer and we don't, that's when we set ourselves up for failure. Like for myself, when I didn't realize that, I didn't always have to go to some other people to promote me, perhaps I could promote myself in a realistic way. That epiphany moment allowed me to be able to market my book and my information more authentically, and which generated authentic results. So whenever you may unknowingly trust someone else's guidance more so than yourself, at more times than you go turn to yourself, you are setting yourself up for failure. Now, the third way that we set ourselves up for failure is that you think you're supposed to know everything. Have you ever been in that situation where you think you're supposed to know what to do? You're in a new situation, you're new at a new job, and you think you have to be perfect. Or you're in a new environment, you're in a new class, you think you have to be perfect. When you're in a relationship with someone new, and you don't know whether or not they like you, you think you have to be the perfect boyfriend, you have to be the perfect girlfriend. There is no such thing as you knowing what to do all the time. That you will never be perfect. That is the beauty of life. When you think that you're supposed to know what to do at all times, you set yourself up for disappointment. Have you ever been in a relationship that was new and fresh? You wanted to do something nice for someone. Let's use this fictitious example. Let's think about this story. Have you ever been in a situation, or you can think of this situation, rather, where let's say it's John. John wants to impress Mary. And he does not know that she is allergic to peanuts, to walnuts, to pistachios. So what does he do? Instead of asking her what she would like, he assumes that to be a perfect boyfriend, what he can do is he can buy her a box of candies, buy her roses, and do great things for her on Valentine's Day. And these box of candies has nuts in it, walnuts, pecans, things that normally everyone else could love and enjoy, but because Mary has an allergy, she can't eat it. So what happens? This man who wants to be a perfect boyfriend brings all this to Mary. And Mary never was asked about if she could even have any of that. And so when he brings this gift for Mary, she opens it and she's disappointed. She can't eat the chocolate with the nuts. She's deathly allergic. She may be able to enjoy the roses. And so this man who wanted to do the greatest thing for Mary felt horrible because he didn't know, and he didn't know that she was allergic. See, this happens all the time, or all across the board. When you think you're supposed to know everything and you don't ask, that's where there's an issue. Or even when you find out that you didn't do something the way that it's supposed to be done, if you don't ask how it's supposed to be done, if you don't get clarification, and you think that you're always supposed to know what to do, you are setting yourself up for big disappointment, and you literally beat yourself up inside. Your brain literally separates itself, and you are not able to look at the situation authentically, and as a result, you bring shame into the picture, and you're not able to release your brain power. That's what happens. So let me tell you about this real story. This was a friend, Anna. She was actually a person at my church. She did the taxes for her son-in-law. And she ended up having him to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes because she didn't know one of the rules of taxes, and he was ordered to pay back a lot of money. And she beat herself up over that fact, over the fact that he had to pay, her son-in-law had to pay. And the fact was, she didn't know that there was a new process, a new law in filing the taxes. She wasn't an expert. And this was the first time she ever did this. And because of the type of filing, it ended up backfiring. So whenever she thought of the situation of what happened, she beat herself up over the fact that her son-in-law had to pay a whole lot of money because of her mistake. But the fact was, she had never been in that situation before, so she didn't know what she was supposed to do. Now, you're not supposed to know how to do everything, but you are supposed to ask and get coaching for when you want to do something that you haven't done before. And so now what I'm going to do, I'm going to present to you three different ways of thinking that you can replace in your mind when you come across these type of things. Like the first thing. So instead of you thinking that you have to have the right approach, I'm going to introduce you to a new thought. I want you to say cancel, clear, delete when you think of that you have to have the right approach. This is a new thought that's going to allow you to set yourself up for success. Your new thought is, and if you'll take this new thought, it will be great. The new thought is, I will reach my goal, and if this approach is best, it will work out. If not, and this is where I believe there is a creator, the creator will allow something better to come into my life. So, again, I will reach my goal, and if this approach is best, it will all work out. If not, the creator will allow something better to come into my life. If you think of that and you hold on to that, that is how your success is going to start manifesting in your life. The second thought, if you think someone else knows more than I know about this, that's going to set you up for failure. I want you to say cancel, clear, delete. Instead of having that particular idea, this is what I want you to think. And if you will allow yourself to think this, you'll start changing your situation. So this is the replacement thought. I will ask for guidance during every step and check in with professionals periodically. I will ask for guidance during every step and check in with professionals periodically. Now, the guidance is basically your intuition. And I'm a firm believer in, if when you read in my book, Answers Unleashed, that the creator, God, is a person who gives you intuition so you can actually know what to do at each one of the steps. So if you ask for this intuition to be guided at every step, just guide me towards the next step. This will help you move forward in what it is that you're going to do. And the last thought, instead of you thinking you're supposed to know everything, this is what I want you to do. I want you to cancel, clear, and delete that thought. And the new thought that you can replace is this. Ask for help for people that you trust. Say to yourself, I'm going to ask for help from people who I trust. And they may not know what to do, but I'm going to ask them to point me to their trusted contacts who do. When you put that out there in front of you, success has to come your way. There's no other way for it to come. No matter what you set yourself out to do, it may not happen in the way that you think it will happen. Someone else doesn't have the best approach when you can create it and bring it forth through it, living your life. And when you reach out and get help from experts periodically on how to do this, and you ask and be connected with people around you, my friends, guess what? You're no longer setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for success. I'm so happy to share this with you. And if you want more tips, you're always able to visit answersunleashed.com. Thank you for tuning in to us every Tuesday at 2 o'clock now for this fifth season at kpcradio.com. Thank you so much for being here. You can always ask us questions at 888-88-ANSWERS. Your question may even be answered on air live. Find me on facebook.com/Olympia LaPointe. And for past shows, you can always visit us on answersunleashed.com and visit podcasts and check out all the great tips that we have for you to succeed. This is Answers Unleashed, reshaping your brain with science and faith to find the answers in front of you. I am Olympia LaPointe. I'll see you next time.